You're listening to the Be Well, Be Wild podcast. I'm Jenny Wolf, and with over 13 years of coaching experience, I know a thing or two about transforming the way you live, love, and lead. If you're looking to wildly upgrade your life, relationships, productivity, mental, physical, spiritual well-being, then you're in the right place. My goal on this podcast is to show you how to authentically leverage greater well-being, connection, and leadership to create true joy and lasting success at home and work. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, skills, and mindset shifts required to say bye to the status quo life and hello to being well and wildly successful. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I have some fun things to share with you today. One of them is a personal announcement, but also the other is the topic of the podcast today. But it was inspired by what I have been going through, and I think it's just always a hot topic. So if you are someone that has struggled with procrastination or feeling like you have way too much on your plate and you just cannot get the things done that you really want to get done, in other words, you want to be more productive, then this episode is for you. I know that staying on top of it all can feel impossible sometimes, especially when life throws you a curveball. And I'll be the first to admit, you know, I know this stuff like backwards and forwards, and I teach it and I talk about it. And what I have found is that it's easy to overlook it. It's easy to forget about what the basics are and how to actually apply what we know. And I am a huge advocate for coming back to the basics and making sure that we're applying those things. I think that we always kind of are in search for the new trend or the unique way of doing things. And often it is that foundational stuff. And when I'm saying foundational, I want you to know that it's very likely that you may have not heard this stuff before, but to me, it's foundational. It's what I teach in my signature program, Well and Wild Method. But these things are so helpful, whether you are an entrepreneur or you're working a 9-to-5, if you're a parent, you have other obligations, these things are critical to know about and to implement. And I'm also one that can tell you like, hey, look, I'm going to share some of these routines with you and systems and processes, but take what works for you, know what works for you, maybe even innovate and try something different. But, you know, this is what I want to share with you. So this really came about because I started to reevaluate my own routines. And I remembered some of the things that I was telling clients, but I totally was not implementing myself. And that's a huge no-no for me. So this leads to my announcement because I found out that, my husband and I found out that we were pregnant. And this was something that threw me for a curveball because my energy was not where I wanted it to be. It's still not. And I know that this is only probably going to get more challenging once the baby comes at the end of summer, beginning of fall. And so I am extremely motivated to get systems in place to make sure that I'm taking care of myself and to be as productive as I can be. And when I'm talking about productivity, I'm looking at all aspects of our life, right? So not just work stuff, but also right now for me, like I'm looking at baby stuff, you know, like what is that going to look like? How can I be most productive with my time? And also making sure that I'm protecting my time, my energy, and really taking care of myself. So I hope that this helps you. I'm going to be sharing around 6 different things that can support you to be more productive, to increase your well-being. And I think it's always a great time for us to take assessment, to stand back, look at what you're doing. Especially, like I said, if you've had life throw you a curveball, you're in a different season than you were maybe a year ago. Maybe you also have a baby on the way, Or maybe, you know, you have had a change in your schedule, your partner is working different hours, or you are, or you're having to take care of a parent. You know, all of these things come up with my clients, and I know that this is inevitable, right? We're always going to have different seasons, and it's important that we don't just stay the course around what used to work, but we actually reevaluate and be like, what is it like now? And what can I do differently? So let's go ahead and dive into some of these things. Just so that you know, we're going to be looking at, you know, obviously like a to-do list. What does that actually look like? And how can we tame those to-do lists if you have these endless lists? I'm going to share you my secret sauce way of doing this and really how we can get more done in less time. And we're going to be talking about, of course, I feel like anytime we're talking about productivity, we have to look at like our email and how much, and social media even too, but like how much are we looking at these things? I know for me, one of the things that I realized when I first found out I was pregnant and like even a few months after that, I've just realized like I've been like scrolling a lot, checking my email a lot, being on social media, and letting that really like suck up my energy and my time. And so we're going to be looking at ways to manage that, but we're going to also be looking at energy management, this idea of morning rituals, and maybe reframing that, but also reframing our mindset around busy and overcommitted. And maybe if you are in a season where things are challenging, looking at what your mindset is around that. And so I'm really excited to share this with you because one, this is really personal for me, but two, it totally intersects with what I'm doing every single day with my clients. And, you know, if you're anything like them, you're experiencing these things where you want to be more productive, but you feel like your time is limited. And so let's go ahead and jump in. So the framework or like the steps, there's six different things that we're going to look at. And the first one is systems, creating systems, but not only creating the system, but actually working the system. So I don't know about you, but like I can totally get into creating something new and being excited and having kind of that shiny object syndrome where you're like, oh, this is a new thing. And this is something that's really exciting, and then not actually working in it. So making sure that we are creating our systems and that we're working in those systems and that we're reevaluating, is this working for me? Is this not working for me? Do I need to make modifications? So some of those systems that I'm looking at and that I encourage my clients to look at too is, one is, how often are we checking our email? And what is our system within our email? So whether, you know, I think a lot of us have two emails, right? You probably have your personal email, your work email. And going through that, like anytime you see things in your inbox, that is taking your energy. So huge fan of the unsubscribe button. So looking through that and being like, okay, maybe you purchased something and now all of a sudden you're on the email list, right? And it's not something that you really want to be seeing. And making sure that you don't have those really taking up your energy. And so really easy. I know in Gmail, like if there's like an unsubscribe button within the email, when you open it up, there's a thing at the top that like automatically lets you unsubscribe without even actually having to go to the company's page. So that is something that's really important. So we're going to kind of look at three things with email. The second thing, that was the first thing, which is the unsubscribe. But the second thing is the organization within it is what... Do you have labels? Do you have folders? And this can be super simple. It doesn't have to be extravagant, but I think, you know, when you start to color code stuff, you start to see like, okay, this is actually really important. Perhaps this is from a client. This is from my kid's school. This is a general email that's going out to everyone at my company. And you start to actually see what those things are. And the nice thing I know within Gmail, you can organize all of this and you can have labels. So if it's sent directly to you from a certain person, it can automatically be, you know, highlighted blue, for example, and it can say VIP so that your brain is starting to orient to what those things are. If it's from your kid's school, for example, you start to see those maybe all in yellow. And so you know, like, okay, that's, I need to look at that later, but that's not something I need to look at right now. So having that, those buckets within your email can be really useful just from like a mental energy standpoint. And obviously that's the whole point of systems, so that you're not having to go in all the time. And I don't know about you, but what cycle I found myself in was I would clean out my email and I would unsubscribe from all these things. And then maybe like 2 months later, my inbox would be back really full and I would have all of these new things that I was subscribed to and all these emails. And every time I would look at it, I would just kind of skim through and see what's actually important, open that up. And I started to miss things. And so there wasn't actually a system in place. So I think that what's really important is that not only are we unsubscribing, which is that first part, but we're also looking at organizing those things into buckets and making sure that you're working that system. Because if it's already happening, then you know, right? Like then you don't have to put the energy into that. And even if your inbox gets bigger, you know what you need to look at when you need to look at it. So I find that really helpful. The other system that I think is really important is lists, and using what I like to use is a project management tool. But you might have a planner that works better for you. Particularly for me, I use a project management tool called Asana. And this works really well, not only for me, but my clients also love it as well. But the reason that I really like this is because I have everything in one place, as opposed to writing a list on a post-it note and then, you know, maybe having something in my planner. And then maybe you're out and about and you're like, oh my gosh, I need to do this thing. And then you create another list and you have a note in your phone with a bunch of lists. And that can feel not organized. And it can really take a toll on our energy and our well-being because you're trying to manage all these lists. And even though you wrote it down, you don't have a system to where that needs to go, when you're going to do it, or anything like that. So with Asana, a project management tool, what's nice is I can access that from wherever. So I have it on my desktop when I'm doing work. I have it on my phone as well. So if I think of something when I'm out and about, I can be like, okay, let me add it. For me, what also works is I do use a planner. And so I might sit down and just brain dump all of these things, list out everything that's on my mind. And then I start to look through and be like, okay, I need to actually put these things into Asana. I need to see what my list looks like and making sure that everything is in one place. I also have things like the reoccurring activities and things that I need to do, whether this is in business or in my personal life. So for example, like, you know, I don't want to have to think about like, when do I have to get my tags for my car? Or when do I have to maybe book a dentist appointment? Or when do I have to renew my business license? So those things can obviously slip by if you don't get notifications. So I have a whole section in Asana that's reoccurring tasks. That's both personal, professional. They're assigned to me. They have the due dates of when they happen. They're reoccurring because they're usually annual things that I have to do or biannual things. So this is a really nice thing because it just takes that mental load off, especially if you're managing a lot. I know a lot of my clients, they use this not only for their businesses, but they use it obviously for their personal life too. And so this can be really helpful, especially if you have a lot of kids and you're trying to manage like, oh, I need to take this kid to this doctor. I need to make sure I'm doing this. And so you can put these in. And so you get those alerts and you can set up those notifications so that they work for you, whether that you're getting emails or, you know, you're getting notifications on your phone, whatever works for you. But again, you want to think about what are the systems? What can I put in place? And yes, setting up the organization in the email, setting up the project management tool in Asana, putting those tasks in, all of that stuff, yes, is going to take time. But I have found that if I have that stuff in there, it's so much easier because I'm like, okay, I remember like, oh, I have that all in there. It'll alert me. I don't have to think about it. And it's so much better than forgetting something and being like, oh my gosh, I forgot that. And then you have like this shame spiral of, I forgot to do that thing and blah, 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 whatever. So those are things that I am really starting to look at and making sure that I'm implementing and upgrading. I would love to share the template with you that I use in Asana. And so one of the things that I'm going to do in the next month or so is create a template for you guys that's going to be completely free. You can download it. You can get Asana for free. And then you can just upload that template and I'll show you how to use it. So that is going to probably be released within the next month. So just make sure that you're on my email list if that's something that interests you. And I can walk you through how I do it, how my clients do it. And then you don't actually have to set up yourself or, you know, reinvent the wheel and try to figure out like, wait, how should I do this? And I have really put a lot of energy and thought into this template because honestly, like the first time I did it, it didn't really work that well. And I realized, okay, this works better. We need to have this feature. We need to take this away. And then through working with a lot of my clients, we've also realized, okay, like here are some things that are really useful and not useful. So I think you'll find that really helpful from just creating a system to manage your work and your home life as well. So now after we get systems in place, really looking at another system, essentially, but this is really the second component of productivity for me and maintaining personal well-being. And that's what I call impact items. And this is really a upgrade from a traditional to-do list. We could say it's just a glorified to-do list, but what I am finding is that a lot of us have all of these lists. We don't know where to put them. And we put a lot of things on our list that actually aren't impactful to our life because it can feel good. We get a dopamine hit when you just put something down and you can check it off. And it might not actually be impactful to the bottom line in business or to your home life. But, oh, it felt good to do that in that moment. And what is really important is for us to start to look at these lists and see, okay, what is actually impactful for me? And there are special ways that we can do this and figure this out. And I really think of it as a top-down method. So really looking at what are some of the things that are really important for you in your life right now? And really just going to give this to you guys quick, but having like three areas that we're really focused on. So perhaps it's creating systems in your business. Maybe it's creating systems at home. And then maybe it's focusing on your well-being. Okay, like that would be three things that you're focusing on. And then we're creating impact items that will move the ball forward on those things. And yes, there's going to be all this other stuff that you still need to do, right? So that's the point of this is that you start to see, okay, like here are the things that I'm really trying to move the needle on. And I still have this, all this other stuff. And you can start to distinguish the difference. And the point of us starting to make these lists and look at or make this list of impact items is to start to look at everything that we need to do and then move it up into what am I going to be focusing on now? So basically, this is the way that I do it is I will list out everything that is on my mind that I need to get done. And then I move them up to a section that what is actually I'm going to focus on today. Right now. And the thing that you'll realize is that there's going to be various kinds of activities that take different amounts of time. And the point of this is for us to start to look at, okay, these are things that are really going to move the ball forward for me, but they might take a little bit longer. So this, like, you know, recording a podcast, or maybe it's you creating a presentation slide, or maybe it is coming up with what is your system for your email, right? That stuff might take a little bit longer, but you know that that's going to move the needle in the long term. And then you're going to have other things on there like, I need to call this person, email this person, run this errand. And you're going to start to distinguish the difference. The second thing is once we actually do that and we see all these tasks, we look at adding a time estimate to each activity. And when you first start doing this, you may not be great at it, and that's okay. But the more efficient that you become at guessing this estimated time for the activity, the more productive that you become. And this often does two things. One, it makes the task a lot more doable. So for example, have you ever taken 3 weeks to do like a 5-minute task? I know I have. I'm like, oh my gosh, why did I take all this time that took me 5 minutes to do? So when we start to actually look at what is this that I need to do, how long will it take me? Maybe you avoid, you know, unloading the dishwasher. Maybe you avoid responding to an email or making a call. It could be something that's so simple that does not take a lot of time, but you avoid doing it and it eats at you. It eats up your energy. And so when we add the time to the task, you're like, oh, that's going to take me 4 minutes to unload the dishwasher. I can do that. Or that's going to take me 2 minutes to call this person. Oh, this meeting ended early. Let me go ahead and do that really quick. So when we start to see our task listed out with the time, the estimated time next to it, you already have these activities that you know when you can do them and when you cannot do them. And so if you do have time in between a meeting, if you are waiting in line somewhere, those are a great time to do those, what I would call those bite size, those snack size activities. And you've already done the legwork to know what those things are and how long they will take you. So that's the first thing that it does in terms of adding time to the activity. And then those bigger items, those things that will take maybe a little bit longer, you know that those things really have to be scheduled. So this makes you more productive over time instead of just maybe when you first start your workday, when you have, I'm going to give you an example for me, like thinking about when I'm most energetic, when I'm most focused. If I'm just sit down at my desk and start to just check my email and then basically be at the whim of whoever is emailing me and whatever's going on, and I could take, you know, an hour doing that. And then maybe I get distracted by a notification on my phone. And then I'm like, oh, another email comes in. I'm going to do this. And then all of a sudden all this time went by and I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't really gotten anything done. So instead, what we can do is I can be like, okay, well, I have now just set out this task that's going to take me 1 hour and I'm going to block out an hour for me to do this. I'm going to set a timer and that is going to have me focus. And then once that timer is up, like I can move on to the next activity. And so I'm turning off all distractions with that. And you'll see how we build on this for productivity. And you guys, like, this is not like sexy stuff, but it freaking works. And I think that that's the thing that we overlook. And so we're so often like looking at these really big tasks and we can feel overwhelmed. But if you just start to get, when you get started on this task, you set a timer, even if it's for 5 minutes and it's going to take you an hour to complete this thing. And you're like, let me get 5 minutes in on this to brainstorm what I actually need to do for this thing. Then you're already going to get started and that's going to get the ball rolling on the thing and you're going to be more likely to move into it. And so break it down into smaller tasks. When I'm looking at impact items, if something is going to take me longer than an hour to do it, then it needs to be broken down. So like if you were writing a book, it wouldn't make sense for you to be like, write book or even write chapter one, but you might start with, let me outline chapter one. Let me write for 1 hour. Those are the things that we want to be thinking about so that we're breaking down this task and so that your brain is more likely to want to go do it and it makes it more doable. So the third thing that comes to mind when we're looking at creating impact items is that this is not only going to help you knowing what to prioritize, but making sure that we're adding the times. And then this is the last thing is adding due dates. So when I say due dates, I actually do not mean D-U-E dates, like the date by when it needs to get done. Because so many of us will be like, oh, that needs to get done by the end of the week. And I guess it needs to get done by the end of the month. So when I'm talking about due dates, I want you to add the date that you are going to do it, D-O it. And when you do that, you are more likely to get the thing done. And giving yourself a margin to be like, okay, well, I know on Monday I have to do this thing because I have these five other things that I need to get done later this week. So you can start to look at your schedule once you have your items listed out, looking at how long things are going to take you and then schedule them out. This really helps you set expectations for yourself and not kick the ball down the road and looking at the end of the day and you're like, oh my gosh, I have to get these 8 things done. But I was so distracted by all these like bite-sized activities and distractions and people coming into my office and calling me and emails and that sort of thing. And then now you're having to spend your nights doing something when you don't maybe have energy or when you could be spending time with your family. So add the due dates and add the time to your impact items. The third thing is energy management. Looking at when do you work at your best? What time of day? When do you have your highest focus, your most energy? And doing the most important work during those times. So many of us will, like I just said earlier, spend that time doing random tasks. And then it comes to 3 o'clock and you're having to do your most important tasks, but now you're not focused anymore. But maybe, you know, for you, maybe you are more focused in the afternoon. It's totally, obviously this is a personal thing, but this is really important to identify with yourself, to work with yourself and to think about where during the day am I most focused? And that's when I need to prioritize those tasks that are going to take me a little bit more time, more energy, more focus. The other thing that comes to that comes to mind when I'm thinking about this is that when you're scheduling your meetings and looking at maybe those reoccurring meetings that you have in your schedule, these can be personal things, professional things. I know that I was recently talking to the client. She was just like, all my mornings are filled with meetings. And sometimes even a whole day is filled with meetings. She's like, I have no time to even work on my impact items. And I'm like, okay, interesting, right? That's important to note. And it doesn't mean that we need to block out every single morning if morning is your highest focus. But what she was able to do is block out 2 mornings and shift some of those meetings to the afternoon so that that worked better for her. So looking at those meetings and seeing if you can move them around, but also looking at, could this meeting be an email? Okay, you know, I know that that's a joke on social media. It's like, okay, this meeting could have been an email. Or what I love is Loom, a Loom video. So that's just a software that you can put on your computer. And if you have to share information with somebody, you can record that and send them the video showing them, hey, look, I need you to do this, 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 this. And you're sharing your screen and they get to watch the video as if they were with you. And they get the information that you need to convey to them. And they can even watch it at like 1.5 speed and get this thing done. And now we're not having to schedule a meeting to go over it. So looking at any of those meetings that maybe are not useful to you anymore, maybe they're not useful to your team, maybe we're scheduling them for an hour and they really only need to be 30 minutes. So anytime that we're sharing information, typically that stuff can be done through an email or a Loom video. And then where we're looking at where we want to put more of our focus in terms of meetings are meetings that create connection, or maybe we need a team brainstorming time, or perhaps we need to problem solve something and think through. Those types of things do require meetings. And what I think is really important is making sure that within those meetings that you have an agenda that you're moving through and you stick to the time and you honor the time. That not only is going to honor other people's time, but they're going to feel more productive when they get on the call and they're going to feel like that was really valuable to them. And so having an agenda, I was listening to something recently and this girl, she said, look, if somebody sends me a meeting invite and if there's an agenda, she's like, I cancel it. I'm not going to go because I'm not interested in showing up and like someone just blabbering about something and it doesn't even make sense. There's no, you know, there's no outcome or agenda for the meeting. And so have an agenda for your meetings and then reassess your meetings quarterly. So this is something that I'm really looking at in my business, thinking about what makes sense for me. How often do I need to have these meetings with my team? When do they need to happen? Maybe you're not having enough meetings and it's causing more chaos, like with your email and that sort of thing. And so maybe you need to add in more. But take some time to assess your meetings and making sure that they're really not taking up that time that's really precious to you, where you do have your best work time, and making sure that also like your day is not just filled with these meetings if it really doesn't need to be. Okay, number 4 is having designated work zones and no work zones. Okay. This is something that in Well and Wild Method, we talk about creating a cozy corner somewhere in your home. And really what this is this is an opportunity for you to have a space in your house where this is a no work zone. This is like a no, perhaps no device zone, no technology. And this is a moment for you to get connected to yourself, to reassess how you're doing. Perhaps it's a place that you meditate, you journal. Maybe you just sit there and stare at the wall. Okay. Some of us need that. And you drink your coffee, your tea. But having a no work zone is really important for our productivity and just for that mental clarity or well-being. Because so many of us, we have, you know, our phones, we have our computers, and we can work from anywhere, which can be a beautiful thing. You can check your email from bed, okay? And I would consider that a no work zone, okay? So would you invite your coworkers into bed with you? Probably not, right? When you're getting up, like at any time, right? So why are we checking our email when we're in our bed? Okay, so thinking about where in this space, where are the designated areas where we don't check our email? I know it can be habitual. I know it can be really easy to just do that, to pick up your phone and to look at social media, check your email. One of the things that I do is I think about how can I set myself up for success, right? If you are in a habit of picking up your phone when you wake up in the morning, then consider putting your phone not next to your bed. So I have my phone across the room plugged in. And for a while, I didn't do that. So I did it for a little bit and then I didn't do it. I moved my charger back over to my nightstand. And I was finding every morning I would pick up my phone and either check my email, look at social media, you know, look at the news, you know, something where I was just now at effect of what was on my phone instead of me actually thinking about, okay, how do I want to start my day? This stuff is so simple, you guys. But again, it's like so easy to just get taken by what's in front of you. And I'm sure it's nothing that you haven't heard before. But again, like I am saying, like if you struggle with that, set yourself up for success. So the other part to this is setting up your work zones so that you are most efficient and you aren't distracted. So for example, if you look at where you are going to work, do you have things in the vicinity that you can just grab and get distracted by? Do you have notifications that are coming up on your computer? Maybe you have Slack or another type of messaging tool with your coworkers, and you're sitting there and you're trying to be present in a meeting, but all of a sudden you have all these things popping up. Or maybe you're trying to work on a presentation and you have all these pings coming in. That is not useful. So protect your time. I'm not saying that you need to turn off all these notifications, but we need to be mindful of that. For me, when I'm working in my precious time zone, I will put my phone on do not disturb for an hour. So you can, you know, set that on an iPhone. Like you can say, hey, do not disturb for an hour. You can do that in Slack. You can do that for your email. So whatever works for you, but thinking about, am I setting myself up for success in this work zone for me to actually be focused? This can also look like communicating with the people that you work with. Or maybe if you work at home, it's communicating with the people that you live with, especially if multiple people are at home when you're working. So this could be, hey, kids, you know, I'm going to be working on this thing. Or maybe you need to tell your partner that like, hey, I need some support with this because I need to be focused on this thing for an hour. Letting people know that you are going to be working and you need to be focused. And unless if there's an emergency or something urgent, that is what you need to be doing for that next hour. I recently had a client that he was really struggling with his coworkers just putting all these meetings on his calendar. So he ended up not having time for lunch, not having time in between meetings to just send a follow-up email to the person that he just had a meeting with. And he would get to the end of the day just being like, what the heck happened today? And those days may be inevitable. But what we started talking about is he was like, I need to block out a time for lunch. So that, again, would be a no zone, a no work zone. So block out that time in your calendar. I have a lunch hour every single day. So people cannot book that time with me. So especially if people are having access to your calendar, making sure that you're setting up your calendar so that you have those protected times. And then thinking about email, where and when are you checking email? I know some people are really rigid about this. That doesn't really work for me. but I've read that, some people, they prefer to check 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes at lunch, 15 minutes at the end of the day. Obviously, all of us have different nature of work, but really thinking about being intentional about that. So I'm going to give you a little hack of something that I have tried for myself that really worked is, especially if you're finding yourself just checking your email on your phone, or maybe it's social media for you. I know I've done this with social media too, but wherever the app is on your phone, if you just pick up your phone, you automatically click on it, then move the app. Move the app somewhere else in your phone. So move it so that you're not just like automatically clicking on it. And what I did is I replaced mine with Insight Timer, which is like a mindfulness app. And that was really useful for me because every time that I would go and click on the email button or where it used to be, it was actually my Insight Timer app. And it would bring up like a quote and it'd be like, take a deep breath. And I'd be like, okay. And it was a good reset. So like sometimes we need to like distraction proof our environment so that we set ourselves up for success. And sometimes instead of trying to fight against these habits, you can just put different things in place. So thinking about what that's actually going to look like for you and doing those little hacks, making it easy for yourself to make that decision or to make a different decision than you normally would be doing. So to avoid that automatic behavior. Okay, number five, and this was one that I really got away from, but it was something that was so useful for me, and it evolved to something that I teach in Well and Wild Method that people love this, and I have now started doing it again, and it makes such a difference, and I know that it'll make a huge difference once this baby comes into the world. So is having time in the morning for yourself. And I'm not even talking about like an hour. Okay. Like what I'm talking about is like 5 minutes. It could be 5 minutes. So like if your kids get up at a certain time or you need to wake them up at a certain time or whatever, like one of my clients, like she's like, look, I need 30 minutes. And she's like, in most days I get that. But she's like, if I get five, that's better than nothing. So she's up before her kids. And sometimes it's literally just taking that 5 minutes to make a cup of coffee, to journal. Maybe it's to just check in with yourself, to stretch. Maybe it's to go on a walk. But again, thinking about how can I create just a little bit of buffer time before I move into my day and be, on the at effect way of being in the world, meaning like, oh my gosh, like my kid wakes up screaming and now all of a sudden I'm, just having to jump out of bed and I don't even have time to wash my face or brush my teeth or change or whatever it is. And you didn't have a moment. And now you're just on this like running through the motions with whatever's going on. It obviously is a lot more peaceful if you just take a moment to wake up, to brush your teeth, to wash your face or whatever it is that you want to be doing. But having that moment in the morning. And I just want to say that, guys, like, it doesn't mean that you're going to get this every morning, because I know, that every morning can be different. I have a dog, an older dog right now, and it is hard. Like she's kind of like a puppy. She's back in her like puppy stages as an older dog. And then I have a stepson, that we have part time. And, I know that like every morning can be different if like he wakes up sick or if he is just slower that morning or whatever is going on, he's maybe just moving slower in the morning. Like it can lead to more chaos, right? But you are going to be better prepared if you take that moment for yourself, and you're going to be better capable to regulate your own nervous system and show up as your best. And that's really where, that's what motivates me to get up in the morning and to do this and to have that mindset around it, because then I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to be able to show up better for the people that I'm coaching today, or for my partner, or for my stepson, or eventually for my baby, right? So like thinking about like, how does that actually support you? And that might be more motivating for you to do it. The other thing is that with this is I call it like a menu method. You know, a lot of people are like, you need to have a morning routine. The most successful people have a morning routine. Like, I don't know, maybe bullshit. I don't know. But what I really think about is a menu method, meaning like think of those things that you could do in the morning that are useful for you. And maybe like baseline is like you just wake up 5 minutes before so that you can wash your face and brush your teeth and like get changed and make yourself a cup of coffee so that you're like, okay, I had a moment to get adjusted. But maybe in an ideal world, it's you, you know, going on a walk. It's you journaling for a few minutes. Or like I said earlier, sitting in your cozy corner and just staring at the wall and just having a moment to yourself. But meaning that like, this does not need to be the same thing that you do every single morning. It's really just taking that time for yourself and thinking about what would best serve you that morning. Sometimes it might be going for a run, and sometimes it might be just chilling in bed for a little bit longer so that you can like stretch and just breathe and just be. So that is so essential to productivity, because you have now set your state for the day instead of letting your day set the state for you. Okay, number six, this is the final one. This is kind of like the bonus, the bonus one. And this is really shifting your mindset. This has really supported me. I have always really thought, you know, that busy is not important, but obviously our society is constantly teaching us that. You know, how many times have you gotten on a meeting or a phone call, or you've had a conversation with somebody and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so busy. I'm so back to back. I'm like so overcommitted. I have so much going on. Everything is crazy. It's so chaotic, right? It's like we wear that as a badge, and it can be easy to slip into that mindset that busy is important. But taking on this mindset that busy isn't important is critical. So one of the things that I do is I look at like, hey, look, like I definitely want to have a lifestyle that is full and is also balanced, because I want my life to be full of all the things that I love. And it doesn't mean that it needs to be chaotic. It can be balanced. And so one of the things that can kind of throw you off is to start to reframe this language and say like, hey, look, like, yeah, my life is really full right now. And it feels really balanced. And I have just the right amount of commitments, and aiming to create the lifestyle that feels that way and that reflects that way. So when you start to move and shift away from busy is important to busy isn't important, then that supports you to live that way. Another one that I am really getting behind, and I heard this somewhere, I can't remember where I heard it now, but is one that is really exciting if you have babies, if you're a mom or you're a parent, or maybe you're thinking about having kids. But you know, there's this message out there that if you have a kid, there's some people that believe your life is over. Okay. Like, and I know that that sounds really dramatic, but they're like, oh yeah, like obviously things are going to change. But I have been taking on this mindset that babies make you better. And that is why I looked at, hey, what does my productivity look like right now? You know, I'm going to have to be really efficient with my time, and I'm going to have to be ruthless with what I say yes to and what I say no to, so that I can actually run my business, be a good mom, take care of myself, be a good wife, and do all the things that are important to me. And so I'm taking on this mindset of babies make you better. How's this going to make me better in business? How's this going to make me better in terms of everywhere in my life? And so these, what we tell ourselves is so important. And so if you have been someone that's like, oh my gosh, things are so crazy, like then yeah, like they're going to feel crazy. If you are like, oh my gosh, like there's no way that I can get this done, then no, you're not going to be able to get it done. But again, we're in different seasons, every single stage of our life. And so we're looking at how can we make it work for us. What's actually important to you right now? What do you need to shift? What do you need to let go of? What do you need to say no to? And start to be ruthless about that, especially if things are busier than normal. So pay attention to what you're telling yourself. Pay attention to the people that you're around and what they're saying, because that stuff matters. And start to tell yourself the things that you want to believe. I know for me, when I found out I was pregnant, I definitely went into that mindset of like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to like do all the things that I want. I have all these goals in my business. I have all these goals in my life. And the thing is that, yeah, there's some people out there that are going to say, yeah, you can't do that. No, you can't travel with a kid. No, you can't run a business with a kid. Oh my gosh, you just are going to have to, you know, whatever. And, you know, I know that this is going to be something new. There's so much unknown. And I know what I want my life to look like. And I'm going to work to create that. And so when you tell yourself those things, pay attention. Pay attention to the people that you're around. Don't let those things that are opposite to what you want to be thinking get in. And so pay attention to that. Okay. So just in review, I'm going to share the six things with you really quick. The sixth thing was a bonus. But so systems, working in your systems, creating your impact items with adding times and making sure that you add what dates you're actually going to do it. Number three is energy management, discovering what is the best time to do your work that you need your highest focus, your highest energy. Within that, review meetings that you have, take them off a calendar, reassess, make sure that you have agendas. Number four is having designated work zones and no work zones. And then five is creating some time for yourself in the morning, having those buffer times. And honestly, I'm going to say in the morning, but like also you can do this any time of the day. You can have a reset moment. So perhaps you do that at lunch. Maybe you do it before bed, but having those little moments where you're just checking in with yourself. A little plus often equals a lot here, guys. And then our bonus number six is shifting your mindset to making sure that you're telling yourself that around the things that you want to believe, whether that's busy isn't important, babies make you better, or come up with your own. Okay. So make sure that you are on our email list, because I will be sending out the template that I talked about earlier and a training around this project management tool, and also giving you some actually like some more practical ways of applying this in your own life. And so you'll be the first to know when that is released. And I hope that you have a wonderful week, and I will catch you guys on the next episode.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you took some value from today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the inspiration on Instagram by following along at WellWolf or visiting the website at wellwolf.com. I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, be well, be wild.